This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 6.11¾, down 1¼. December, 6.18¼, down 4¾. Soft September wheat, 5.24, down 3½. December, 5.22, down 5½. September corn, 3.39, up 2¾. December, 3.45¾, up 1½. July, 3.73¾, up 1. September soybeans, 10.80¾, up 4¼. November, 9.96½, up 3¾. July, 10.21¼, up 3¾. September soybean meal, 4.52.10, down $1.60. September soybean oil at 31.47 is down 12. October live cattle 158.55, down 112.5. September feeders 226.62½, down $2. And October lean hogs 106.60. They're up 82.5. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stewart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Dave.
Figure the trade is trying to compute how much overnight rain might have hurt the crop in Iowa, Illinois, and Missouri, and perhaps a little bit of short covering ahead of tomorrow. Are those the two features that you see?
That, and I think, you know, they just came out with a map that showed where the potential for the frost is. You know, it's mostly in the northern, like northern Wisconsin and places like that, but it does dip down, you know, where you can get frost into some of the more major growing areas, and so I think that's a part of it too. But boy, if a penny and a half is as good as we can do, that's not really very good, I guess. I know that the trade is pretty thin on the floor today. You know, a typical day before a report, and so we are all just waiting to see. You know, the guesses are 14,288 for corn with over a 2 billion bushel carryout on corn, and on beans it's like 3,883 and a 453 million carryout. I think, you know, that might be aggressive. I don't know. It's, you know, normally USDA is not that quick to do it, but I'm sure hearing some wild and crazy numbers. I'll tell you, I had a guy call this morning. You know, they've been doing field checks, and he said, you know, they were telling us we're going to have 80,000 kernel to the bushel. He said, I'm at 70,000 in a lot of my fields, you know, and that's heavy test weight, and that's not a surprise because we had that, you know, the cooler temperatures. So I think you have a lot of guys right now that are trying to deal with where are we going to put this crop when it comes in, and that goes back to your rain. Standability, you know, will guys be letting grain stand to dry down, you know, to try and avoid all the other problems that are going to be there?
They sure don't want a muddy harvest.
No, they certainly don't, you know, and some of these guys who were harvesting for quick ship are not very happy other than the fact that it's raining everywhere. I just talked to one of our guys. He said that he's had 4 inches now in the last 2 days. We've had 2.5 here. And more on the way, I'm sure, you know, coming up. Springfield's had 3. In northern Missouri, they said 5.5 to 10.2 mm-hmm. in some areas. You know, that's way more than anybody needs. But it's a situation where, you know, you just can't, you don't know what it's going to do to anything. You know, it's supposed to get warmer and windier again, and who knows? I don't know. It's a tough, tough season for everybody. Just trying to adjust.
Let's talk about the report tomorrow. You began to talk about it a little bit. Some of the things that I've been thinking about of interest revolves around corn and soybean yield, but particularly corn yield. One service puts it at 170.7, the average trade guess. So there are two questions involved with that number, right? Number one, will USDA be generous enough and bullish enough to want to go there? But the number two question is of interest also is, why didn't the trade widen that number out very much from a month ago?
Well, I think when you if you traditionally look back at the September report, it's usually a yawner. You know, not much happens here because USDA tends to be a little hesitant to push too far because, you know, the new FSA numbers are going to come out on the 15th, and then that'll give them more, you know, again, more accurate or as accurate as we can be as far as actual planting acres. And so October is always the big move. Right? So I think, you know, in general, there are a lot of people who believe we're going to be north of that 170 number by the time we get done. But I wouldn't expect USDA to do that. That's even when I'm looking at a 14.288, and that's where that 170.7 comes from. They're using harvested acres from the, you know, from the 91.4 million acres to begin with. So they did not dial it down because of the prevented plant acres or anything like that. And USDA normally wouldn't either because, you know, look at last year. You know, we were at 97.4, and then we ended up with actually 99 million planting intentions. So, you know, this is a number that's in flux. And so what you're trying to do on these guesses is you're trying to estimate the way that the USDA might go. And I think people get that confused because you see numbers coming out from, like, Landworth and stuff. Those are numbers that they expect in January, not now, not on the September report. And so I can't wait for it to be over, in all honesty.
The other feature that I want to touch upon with you ahead of the report, with November soybeans breaking under $10, 9.97¾, now a half as I look at the screen, sort of a psychological number. Also, what has been a pretty good support area, and the fact that within the decline in both corn and beans, but I'm talking beans right now, we have not seen yet a panic sell-off. I wonder, and then looking at long-term charts, continuation charts, and seeing the potential for beans really to trade all the way down into the upper $7 area, I wonder if that is in your mindset as potentially being a possibility between now and harvest.
To trade all the way down into the $7, is that what you're
saying? $7.97, $7.98, around $8.
Yeah, I did some Fibonacci retracements. Just, you know, I looked at the continuation chart, and then I went back to the November chart, and I'm looking at, you know, 138% retracement of the move from May down to where we were, you know, to the new contract low, basically 8.93 would be, you know, so it's not too far out of the realm of belief that we could do that, but I don't think it would happen already now. My bigger concern right now, Dave, is that we're going to have tremendous competition coming out of South America. They're going to plant shorter maturity beans. They're going to be harvesting probably already in before January 1st, and that puts them out against us at a much earlier time frame than normal. And so if we end up with a really big crop, we better have some tremendous export sales. And I just don't like the pattern on the, you know, on the dollar and how much we've actually seen an increase in the dollar. So what price will be low enough to really get that is the question. You know, and so I think that when you look at it from a technical standpoint, you know, corn, 328 from August till now, the long term from May takes us to 278. Those are very ugly numbers, and yet, you know, we have to live by what the potential is. And so it all comes down, will a farmer sell, won't he sell, and when, you know, when will he be in a, you know, a mode that he just absolutely needs to sell? You can tell that the elevators are really concerned because they're jacking up their dump charges, they're jacking up their, you know, they're taking flat fees for storage rather than, you know, in other words, dump 12 cents, store a flat 30 cents, 42 cents a bushel right off the top. You know, those are really scary numbers at where we are at this point in time. So,
thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, David. Have a great one.
You too. Jackie Vakes of Stute Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn is 339 and a quarter, up 3. December 345 and three quarters, up 1.5. September soybeans are 10.80 1/4, up 3 3/4. November, 9.98, up 5 1/4. September soybean meal, 4.51, down 2.70. September soybean oils, 31.47, down 12 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.